Federal Parliament resumes this morning with a glimmer of good news for the government and the Prime Minister. While some in caucus have been anxious about the government's standing, given the Western Australian election result and the mixed response to the Prime Minister's stay in Western Sydney, the latest news poll has given them a sliver of hope. The party's primary and two-party preferred vote is up, as well as the Prime Minister's personal standing. Well, joining us now with more on that is Chief Political Correspondent Sabra Lane. Sabra, as I mentioned, some MPs had been pretty anxious anticipating this poll coming out. What do the figures show?
Well, for the party itself, it shows that Labor's primary vote has jumped 3 points. It's now at 34%. The coalition's now at 44%. It's down 3. That transfers through to a two-party preferred result of 52% for the coalition and 48% for Labor, a gap of 4 points. What's significant here is that the gap in the last poll a fortnight ago had been 10 points, so that's narrowed significantly. It's worth pointing out here that the margin of error on this poll is 3%. So there's a bit of volatility happening here with news poll based on the kinds of jumps that we're seeing, particularly on the next bunch of figures, Tim. Personally, for the Prime Minister, her preferred Prime Ministerial ranking has jumped to 42%. That's up 6 points. And once again, she's ahead of Tony Abbott. But the last poll, her figures had significantly dropped. They'd gone down 5 points. So again, the polling numbers are jumping around here. But look, these figures will bring a little bit of the anxiety in caucus, given what we saw in Western Australia on the weekend, a swing to the Liberal, the incumbent government of 8 to 9%, a swing away from Labor of around 2%. People had been quite anxious about the implications for Federal Labor, especially given that some MPs, we had former MP Alana McTiernan saying the best thing for the Prime Minister to do was to stand aside. But these figures will give some hope within the party that things aren't all that bad. But the thing is, Tim, still, if an election had been held on the weekend, it still would have shown that the coalition would have easily won government. So that's the big context here.
To what extent does it quell the leadership change? And what's it attributed to, this bounce? Is it, as the government had suggested, maybe raising the 457 visa issue?
Well, the figures are jumping around a fair bit, but some do believe that the discussion about 457 visas, the government a fortnight ago announced these changes and, of course, campaigned fairly strongly on this in Western Sydney last week. So there's some suggestion now that the government might, in fact, want to play up this particular point and try and legislate the changes that they were talking about instead of just doing them by ministerial regulation. That, of course, would give them a platform in Parliament to talk about these figures. But the one thing overall that will give caucus food for thought is it meets today. It's meeting today ahead of this sitting fortnight. It's just a regular caucus session. A question that was put to voters in the news poll here, this latest one, was if Kevin Rudd was the leader of the Labor Party and Tony Abbott was leader of the Liberals going into an election, how would you vote? Now, the vote for the government significantly jumped. For Labor, their primary vote goes up to 47%. Coalition, it goes down to 39%, and it transfers through to a two-party preferred basis of 56 for the government and 44 for the coalition, a lead of 8 points and completely flipping things around. So the Rudd forces no doubt will point to that as being a reason why the status quo shouldn't be an option, but at the moment there isn't an appetite within the majority of caucus for change.
Julie Gillard might have preferred that question not be asked. Our Chief Political Correspondent, Sabra Lane, on the line from Canberra.